The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
10:02 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. The big story break and the SI article. Cover story on Jack Easterby. That is huge. Other stories. Well, yesterday, Deshaun Watson was really grilled about, did the Bears even talk to you? Is this a revenge game for you going to Chicago because the Bears took Mitch Trubisky instead of you? No, not really. Does Deshaun even think about the Bears? I don't know that Deshaun is one of those. Deshaun was picked 12th, so all the other 11 teams are going to catch it, right? Is that Deshaun? Is that like DK Metcalf? Every team's going to catch it. You got a call. Yeah, see if you can get that. This is a game that Deshaun wants to win. He wants the team to play well. He wants to finish up the season strong. He wants to stay healthy, but he wants to play well. I don't think that this is not a grudge match.
No.
I mean, that's kind of a funny question. For whatever reason, Chad Hansen was put on practice squad, and there was racism involved.
What? You used the first segment to tell everyone it was racism.
It was racism.
Isn't he going to play on Sunday?
We don't know that. He has 100 yards receiving, and then he goes to the practice squad? Maybe racist.
Maybe he said something he shouldn't have. You don't know.
Maybe he said something to Jack. Maybe he used a curse word at practice. Yeah, Jack had him banished to the practice squad.
Yeah, we don't know what he said.
You see, Jack Easterby now is going to be the butt of jokes.
He was already the butt of our lot.
He really was. This is interesting. I don't know Jack Easterby. All I know is he makes the Texans organization look really bad.
And this particular thing is the worst thing possible for him.
Yep.
We got Ian Rappaport quote tweeting it and reporting it. Other people, it'll get picked up as the day goes along.
Ooh. Yeah, tomorrow morning it'll be the topic of Stephen F. Austin. What's his name?
Hopefully. If you had hope for the Texans and things turning around, this would be a first step.
Yeah. No, well, here's the thing is if you're worried about, here's the deal. This is where it really affects everything is, can you get the best GM here because of Jack Easterby? And the answer among GMs is really no. Don't trust the organization. You don't want to be in a culture. You don't want to have you looking over your shoulder. You don't want to be walking on eggshells. You don't want, people whispers in the hallway. And that's a lot of what has gone on at the Texans. And because of the hypocrisy involved.
Your whole comparing him to Wormtongue thing is going to get a real test, because if Cal still keeps him around after this public exposure, we're just dumb radio guys talking about it, I guess. But if it becomes a thing where it's publicized in reputable places and he still keeps him, then Jack Easterby is Wormtongue.
Yeah.
Because everyone told the king, hey, this dude ain't right. And all he did was banish everyone who gave him that advice.
And then he tried to burn his son.
No, that was the other one, wasn't it? That was
Boromir.
Yeah, that was the other one. Yeah,
same thing.
You should know these things. You're the nerd.
I know, but I'm trying to put them all together.
I know. So it'll be a test. Will Cal be so locked in on Jack that he goes, I don't care what that article says. I know my organization, and he stays. We'll see.
If he does keep his job after this.
But if he has a bunch of money coming to him, he ain't going.
He's got a bunch of money. He's got a bunch of money coming.
Oh, man. Can you
fire him for cause for being on the cover
If Jamie Roots is tight with him, maybe he's on Jamie Roots' side. Hmm.
I don't know that. I don't know. I don't want to put that on Jamie. I don't want to put Jack Easterby on anybody's side.
You guys want more good Houston news?
Mm.
True Hoop, which is run by a Twitter account by Henry Abbott, noted basketball writer. Russell Westbrook told Houston he was disappointed in their efforts to keep the team COVID-free. The virus caused him to miss weeks of training camp, and when he went on to have a subpar playoffs, Sources say that Westbrook trusts an organization would never recover. So he doesn't – Westbrook doesn't believe the team did everything they could to keep kids guys from having COVID.
Like, how?
Maybe
were
that's
in a bubble?
Well, before the bubble, remember? He said training camp. So it was, the guys got COVID before the bubble, I guess, and he took issue with the way Houston handled it.
There's something in there about the workouts that were okayed by – I was just talking to Nick Sherratt. Nick is going through it for their show. He's going through the whole thing. Like, there's so much for us to get to that we can't possibly get to right now in the show, but this will definitely be a topic tomorrow. I'll work on getting Jenny Vrentis or Greg Bishop on the show, see if we can do that for tomorrow. But this is really Feelzebub says Janice is sitting down with Cal and telling him that Jack has to go as a lock now.
Yeah, probably.
It could be. I'm telling you, that whole thing where they're saying this is a search committee, I don't know what happened to Corn Ferry, except unless there's a concern that Corn Ferry and that search and Jed Hughes was initiated by Jack Easterby, and they're eliminating that now completely out of the mix, and they're going with their own. Because the timing of saying these are the guys who are going to find the GM and head coach, there are a committee, and me and Mama are going to do this together. It's like, first of all, what happened to Jed Hughes and Corn Ferry, and then Jack Easterby is being left out, and then this article drops where the Texans were already they already knew this article was coming. This all you start to put the pieces together, you realize, ooh, Jackie boy's in trouble.
Jack's got a lot of enemies. Jack has made a lot of enemies.
Let me tell you something, Bill O'Brien, and I know one story that tells you how ruthless Bill O'Brien is. I've got a story that is unbelievable. And it shows you that if you make an enemy of Bill O'Brien, he does not forget that. And Jack Easterby, if he thinks that Jack got him fired, if OB thinks that, you didn't think OB was going to get some get back at some point?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't think that was the case?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bill, we want to talk to you anonymously. Bill would never admit to it. His paychecks would stop. He'd be in breach. He would never admit to it. You don't think Bill could have said, oh, Jack Easterby was the guy who okayed workouts in March, even though we weren't supposed to have him. He okayed workouts at a strength coach's house or whatever. Because that's in the article, by the way.
Yep.
And that said only Jack could have done. Well, who would know that? Who would know that? Bill or Amy Palsik, two people who probably, and rightfully so, think that Jack Easterby is one of the reasons they got fired. And there's going to be others, too. The New England Patriots are in there. If he pissed off anybody in New England on the way out, they're going to help with some get back on him. Like, you have to be careful when you're a climber, because when people think they've been stepped on, maybe Brian Gain had something to say. When people think they've been stepped on, I don't care what kind of rah-rah stuff that you do or how inspirational you are, there are going to be people who you didn't forge those relationships, I can tell you that.
This is confirmation of everything we've been saying for months now. I don't know that any show has taken aim on Jack. I don't know. I don't listen to all the shows. I know shows on our air haven't taken nearly the aim at Jack Easterby. But we have felt that Jack Easterby has been a threat to this organization for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a very real one. And so
now
is Bill.
We're seeing.
And the Bill Jack was a really problematic one. And now it's just a matter of, it's like when a mafia gets busted up and the splintering happens. And eventually people start talking and things start caving in. And that's what happened. But Bill was a problem because he could ruin your infrastructure with terrible moves.
Yeah.
And I think a bad culture. I mean, Jack was
a big part of those,
Jack
though.
Was a big part of it. Yeah,
he's distancing himself right now from him.
Wasn't me. Huh? I didn't do that.
No.
I didn't do that.
I never liked that move.
So this is a refocusing. We've done all this ourselves already, mm-hmm. but it's better that it's done with people who know what
absolutely.
They're doing instead of us.
Much bigger audience.
But the refocusing of the light shining on Jack needed to happen because you can't. You are tied to these moves, too. You don't get away from these moves. These bad moves are also on your ticket. It's a split check. Bill O'Brien did not pick up the whole check on that. He split the check, and your check is due now.
Mm-hmm. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5. Man, our teams, holy crap, between the Astros with the scandal, between the Rockets and James getting everybody fired, and now the Texans with all of this, with Bill O'Brien.
It used to just be we were the boring city.
Everything.
When I say boring, it's like you didn't expect all the drama in Houston for sports.
It's all drama now. Every flipping team we have is just drama. It's unbelievable. What the hell happened to our teams? It's just, what happened to, like, just a game?
Do you think this is a big story, though, nationally? Is this going to be a big story nationally?
It is going to be.
Well, okay, but Sports Illustrated doesn't carry the same
snap.
It's got to get big.
With all of the.
Let me see if it's trending at all.
Talking head shows now that are just looking for content. I mean,
but do they care about Jack Easterby? Care about the drama.
Oh.
Yeah, they will. And the Game of Thrones reference.
Well, and how he climbed to the top. How did he do it, you know?
Let me see if there's any trending.
I mean, absolutely. This is going to be a national story. A huge national story. All the talking head shows are going to talk about this. I'm going to talk right now about Mark Klein, Klein's Jewelers, and Christmas, and what you're going to get her, and the pendants, and the earrings, and the bracelets, and everything else, and the thousands of pieces, or you can create your own, because Mark is a manufacturer at Klein's Jewelry. He's a manufacturer in a retail store. He's got thousands of items to choose from. He's got 190,000 different diamonds, loose diamonds, that you can choose from on the website. You can shop online and not ever go to the store. So for those of you that are far away, and I've always said, well, you're in the Woodlands, you're in Beaumont, hey, I want to take advantage. I've heard about Mark Klein, but I don't want to drive all the way to that store. It's on Fountain View and Westheimer. If you're close to Fountain View and Westheimer, it's easy. That's great. But if you're, you know, down in Galveston, well, I don't want to shop there. I can't get up there. You don't have to. Now you can do it all online at KleinsJewelry.org. KleinsJewelry.org. And you're going to find 190,000 different times. And guess what? You never have to have to talk to Mark. You can do it all online, which means he's not upselling you. And you're getting manufacturer's prices. If you want to go to the store or you want to call Mark and talk to him, 832-316-1388, 832-316-1388, or 5868 Westheimer. If you this holiday season, get her that jewelry, but get it at a better price at Klein's Jewelry.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 10:16 on ESPN 97.5. Great news for everybody. BB's is bringing us food today.
Yeah. Congratulations, people.
Everybody. I hope
everybody out there listening, congratulations. We've got some food coming for us. But yeah, you can enjoy it too. Just go there and buy it.
Well, just, yeah, no, you can absolutely enjoy BB's food.
What does BB stand for? Brooks Bosler, former, remember he does the HRP commercials?
Yeah.
Former Houston Cougar football player.
I never put the two together.
Yeah. Well, they say it on the commercial.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Brooks Bosler. I'm the owner of BB's Cajun Cafe. Yeah, cafe. And I use HR. Brooks Bosler, BB's.
Yeah, but
I think I got this thing figured out.
You don't know. He might have been loading a BB gun one day. You don't know why. You don't know that it's just because his name is Brooks Bosler. No one knows.
Does anyone do a good Jack Easterby on a mobile? I feel like somebody could.
I feel like you need to work on it.
I know. I feel like it might be somebody who I need to start working on quickly.
Because he's not. Listen.
You know, we never had somebody do
a real good shot. The Cal just ignores all this and just goes, you know what? We like Jack.
Every time I think
he sent Sports Illustrated an entire statement about how much he likes Jack Easterby and what he has brought to the Texans organization.
Of course he likes him. He's executive vice president of football. How did he get there?
Right.
Cal had to elevate him.
I wonder if that may be accurate. Janice has to sit him down and say, Cal, time to cut bait. We have to do this.
I loved hearing that Janice was back in the mix.
Yeah.
Yesterday when Cal said, me and my mom are going to figure this out. I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're
still a little upset about it because she said Cal's still involved.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Right. Yeah.
Well, no, Cal said my mom and I.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. That's terrible. Why are you still
there?
And
I thought you were, And I thought you were upset that a 90-year-old woman was in the mix or whatever, 80-year-old woman.
I'd much rather have Janice making this decision.
Me too. Yep. 1,000,000,000%.
Yep. What about Gilbert making the decision? Should we get him? Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, that's fine.
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's going on, Gilbert?
I think are you going to have a Christmas party or not?
You what?
Are you going to have a Christmas party or not? Crying?
No, you said we shouldn't.
You called it off.
You're the one who said you can't have a Christmas party. Be responsible. And we are. We're being responsible.
Because of you, Gilbert.
You're not going to have a Christmas party at all?
Well,
you literally told us this is bigger than... What did you say? Do you remember what he said, Dell? He said something like...
It's irresponsible.
You said it was irresponsible.
He was all for canceling.
And you were for canceling. And you said, I'm serious about this. Yeah. Do you remember the phone call?
Well, I make a decision. That's the real decision, not my decision, you know.
But your opinion matters.
Yeah.
You're a listener. Your opinion matters.
I mean, we hadn't even thought about it before you canceled it.
What?
No, I said you're...
We hadn't even thought about it before you canceled it.
I actually hadn't been thinking about it. When Gilbert said that, I hadn't either. I said, I guess it makes some sense. And Gilbert, you were the voice of reason
the
there.
Catalyst,
you said,
Gilbert.
You said, no, this is too dangerous.
Are you going to have a party or not? I didn't want to know. Are you going to have a party or not? What?
Well, no.
No, we're not having the party.
You canceled it.
You think we're joking, but we're not joking. There is not a party now.
Okay, about the Texan anyway, you know.
Go ahead.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
Did you get Wade Phillips for coach for the Texan anyway?
Wade Phillips?
You know he was here once, right? Gilbert, you remember Wade Phillips was here.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't the head coach.
Yes, he was.
How
many games did he win?
That's right.
He's in the midst of a long losing streak.
Yeah,
he lost all his games,
too. He was 0-for, wasn't he?
Yes,
he was 0-for. Yeah.
He never won his
game. He was the coach already. He sucked at it. Well, the team sucked. I don't think Wade.
You have another suggestion?
Anybody else?
What about Tom Landry Jr.?
Tom Landry Jr.?
Is that a person?
Is that real?
Is there a Tom Landry Jr.?
I don't know that.
Gilbert, is there a Tom Landry Jr.?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, he was your suggestion.
Hold on. Son of a buck. Tom Landry Jr.
There is a Tom Landry Jr.
He's been in the oil business for 40 years.
Well,
I mean,
perfect.
I'll be honest with you. I suppose we could consider an oil man. I'd rather have either H.W. Plainview or even Daniel Plainview.
Gilbert, I think you would agree that I could take the Texans in a certain direction. Now, this direction would include multiple oil rigs. Would you be happy if we were to somehow be able to drill for oil in your household? Would that
what?
Be something?
You're funny, yeah. Yeah, good day then. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay. I drink your milkshake, Gilbert.
Big deal.
You're funny.
Gilbert funny. Gave you a...
you're funny.
Well, patronizing.
Yeah, funny man.
Yeah.
See you funny. Later, funny guy.
Very keep funny, dancing, funny
he was
man.
Very yeah. patronizing. Oh, was very patronizing.
And then hung up.
And then hung up on
you. Funny man.
Yeah.
Take
yeah.
a light.
Real funny. Nobody's laughing at you.
No, we're laughing at this? You. Not with you, though.
Gilbert is the first. Here he is, Tom Landry Jr. Gilbert is the first that I've heard mention Tom Landry Jr. as a potential head coach. Now, 40 years in the oil business.
Tom Landry or Tom Landry
that's
Jr.?
That's Tom Landry Jr.
Wow, he looks just like Dad.
He does, and I got to tell you, it's something I hadn't thought of, but Gilbert's always kind of outside the box, and I don't know. Could the Texans get a 40-year oil man in here?
How great would it be to be in the oil business named Tom Landry Jr.? I mean, did he have to work a
oil
day in his
man?
Life?
No. You go to Oklahoma, Texas. You're just Tom. You get in every door.
Right.
Tom Landry Jr.
Right. I mean, I'm Bart Starr Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys worried about the Astros?
What happened?
Well, we've had a hit piece, not necessarily directly on the Texans, but a member of the Texans in Easterby, so it speaks about the dysfunction. There's a hit piece on the Rockets currently that you can read that published today as well.
Where from?
What is it?
I talked about it. True Hoop, Henry Abbott wrote about how the dysfunction in the Rockets.
Henry Abbott's been coming after the Rockets for a little while now.
He talks. It was a part of the Russell Westbrook thing I brought up. And also,
is he a Chris Paul guy?
I don't know. Maybe. Who knows maybe. What he is? They talked about Daniel House trying to blame a teammate for his issues in the bubble. So the Astros are next. It's been two out of the three today.
Well, didn't
I mean, more hit pieces Astros, on the Astros?
Yeah, didn't the Astros already take all their...
Do they have their quota?
The Astros are like, what? What else are you bringing? Really?
It's true.
I mean, honestly. Well, how much more can we take? Really? Bring it on. We ain't scared of no hit piece on us.
You say that.
No, they've already taken their hit pieces after hit piece after hit piece after... They were... Honestly, are the Astros still America's most hated team?
2020 was a hit piece on the Astros. Yeah.
Are they still America's most hated team?
Yes, they are.
Well, who you got?
Yeah.
Who you picking over them?
Take your pick. Yankees and the Duke basketball.
No, I mean, they're always...
Notre Dame.
They're always at the bottom of the power. Yeah. But they also have people at the top of the... They're both. With the Astros, it's only Astros fans who like them.
That's true. Like with Duke and the Yankees, there's this consistent hum of we don't like them. The Astros are peaking still right now. Like everyone, the Astros. Okay, I hate them.
Yeah, but haven't we put it behind us?
No, people haven't.
I mean, honestly,
every time they're mentioned nationally, it's
people
cheaters.
I've given up on it. Well,
so are we going to throw shade today?
I don't think people. I think people want to talk more about this Easterby thing. From what I've can.
Well,
see.
No, Art was the only one who said I'm cool with canceling, But we've got to if we cancel again, we canceled last week.
We did it on Friday, didn't we?
No, yeah, remember what it sucked.
Yeah, but we still
did it.
But
this is Throw Shade Thursday. I mean, we have to have a standard here.
No, we don't. We're
mediocrity.
It's a pandemic.
We have to keep a level of mediocrity.
During a pandemic, we can be flexible, just like everyone else.
Nobody else was. Oh, really? Kevin Warren has not been flexible?
Sure he is. He just allowed Ohio State to play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's flexibility.
Well, how about flexible schedule? How about flex scheduling?
Not looking for that. Him and Mike Oresco. Not looking for that.
No, they're not. Mike Oresco blows.
You are such an anti-authority guy now. Everybody blows and everyone sucks.
Well, then do your job.
You sound like Snacks. I can't watch a single sporting event without, oh, he's the worst ever. They're the terrible. He's awful. Jose Altuve's the worst player in the history of he's playing trash football right now. Like, everything is trash. I finally had to say, I can't take this anymore. I said, what do you think about Mike Oresco? He goes, trash. I said, this is John Granato. Same thing.
No.
Kevin
Mike
Warren.
Mike Oresco's trash. This True Hoop is for subscribers only.
Well, he's got a business plan. But he's provided excerpts.
Screw him.
Through quote tweets and stuff and talked about what.
Screw him. You want me to pay for your stuff?
Well, yeah. That's how people make money. I don't know if you know.
James Harden has lost faith in the Rockets, and he's not the only one. Why? It goes back a few years. Man, Henry Abbott coming after him.
More hit pieces.
I told you.
You're right.
You got it? Do you have it?
No, I'm just going through his tweets and reading what he wrote. I told you. He wrote about how one of the tweets was about how Daniel House tried to blame another teammate for what his issue was.
Dang.
In the bubble.
So you didn't get, is this not a Tillman hit piece?
It's a Rockets complete hit piece about how that dysfunction, and apparently someone accused said the Rockets could be the worst team in the league. That felt aggressive.
No, but this is going to be interesting. We'll see how aggressive it is if James is gone. But
well, that's true.
How much did Daryl Morey take licks in that one? And I ask because Daryl's pretty good with basketball media. Like, you know what I mean? In terms of has relationships with them.
That'll be very interesting. All right, let's do Throw Shade Thursday. We have to keep our standard of mediocrity.
Yeah, because the people who call in have been just great.
Yeah. No. Let's go. This will be the best one ever. Who wants to throw shade? I think there's an organization right there on Kirby that can take some, that needs some. 713-780-3776. You want to throw some, make some shade? 713-780-3776. Let's go, people. Step it up.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, we got a few calls, but let's go. What happened this week? Did anyone wrong you? Did Jack Easterby get you fired? Did he? Did Jack Easterby touch your life in any way? Did James Harden try to leave your organization? Did we have so much drama? Did anyone bang a trash can?
Did Daniel House blame you when he committed an adulterous act?
Did he say it was because of you?
Yeah, or that you committed it and then you were exonerated because they actually looked at the security cameras and saw, no, it was you, Daniel House. That's in that story.
Oh, my gosh. What happened? You can give us a call, 713-780-377. You can even make them up. I don't care.
John would just like to eat, so you want some time.
Yeah, because I've got my BBs. I got the fish. It's unbelievable. And if you want to talk while I'm eating, that'll be great. 713-780-3776. Let's get some people in here. Del, you ready?
Let's throw some shade.
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
All right. 713-780-3776. Who's first? La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Juanito G, bring back Raheezy.
Delvencito! Para tres,
gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, special shout out to my boy Cobos, Raul, and Raul Senior. Happy birthday! I see you out there. Peace and love, baby. Hey, I got a quick question. Is Lance still there?
No. He's eating BBs.
Well, I guess I'll throw some shade at Lance because I got two shades to throw. One at Lance because I ordered some eyelids from Baby Raza. They were the wrong color, so I was going to tell him I want to return them back. They didn't fit him right, so they're the wrong shade of color. So shade to Lance for that one. And I want to throw some shade at Floyd Money Mayweather, man. I don't understand. You're probably one of the greatest boxers of all time, and I respect your game. Maybe to some you're not. But, dude, why are you challenging YouTube stars, man? Like, you seem pretty desperate about it. You seem like that crackhead that's asking, hey, man, you got any more boxing matches, man? I'll suck you up, man. Shade throwing, man.
Make some shade.
It is an odd matchup, isn't it?
Yes, because the brother beat up your boy. Now you want to fight the
His
other
brother?
One? Yeah. He challenged the brother, I believe, because the other one beat up Nate Robinson.
Oh.
I think.
So is the other one a boxer? Oh, I thought it was the same guy who was fighting.
I think he challenged Jake as opposed to... I think they both have been in the ring before. But Floyd wants to... No, you're right. He wants to fight Logan. Logan, which is the one who beat up Nate. So he just wants to get revenge, I guess?
Yeah. What's that about?
I don't know.
I mean, you're a professional fighter.
Yeah. What's the deal? You're supposed to win.
Yeah. I mean, you... And by the way, yeah, that's a huge step down for one of the greatest fighters of all time, isn't it?
Yes.
And are you going to dance around the ring?
Are you
and,
actually going to hit and, him? And, are you going to go 12 rounds with with Logan Paul? Or are you actually going to knock him out?
I mean, I'm sure you're paying for it.
No, I am not.
$100. I'm sure.
I don't pay for Floyd's fights when he's fighting actual boxers.
Real people. Real
yeah,
fighters.
I'm not doing that.
Lazy J. What up, Lazy J?
What's going on, Johnny G, RIP Raheel? Damn. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you. Hey, do you think El Salvador is the worst Latin American soccer team of all time?
I don't know about all time. I'd have to go through. They didn't really try last night. The U.S. team filled with really young players beat them 6-0. They're not the worst.
Yeah, United States looks fast. United States looks fast. I give them that.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if they were just fast or just El Salvador was so damn slow. So.
Could have been a combination.
My quick shade this – gotcha. My quick shade this week is going to be to my wife. She know I wanted the J Balvin collaboration with Jordan Brand and dropped 2 days ago. And I didn't hit on the sneak tap. So I just went ahead and just, you know, I said, hey, I'm going to help you out. You know, I want my gift. I'm going to use your credit card. I went on GOAT and bought them. Now she's talking about she's going to dispute this transaction because she's going to buy me whatever she wants. No, hell no, it don't work like that. Your stuff is on Valentine's. If I tell you what I want on Christmas, that's what I'm getting, regardless. If not, I'll call up a side bitch.
Oh.
Throw some, make some shade.
Oh.
Huh. I'm not going to dispute the back and forth because I can't. I would just say to them, you think maybe there are bigger issues when, and maybe she doesn't want to buy you everything you want because you have the side B? Would that be a problem?
Or maybe she doesn't, maybe, see, don't tell me what I'm going to buy you. That to me.
But he went to
my,
the
my wife
step.
All the time, like for our anniversary yesterday, she wanted, I want that scarf. I was like, no, I got you something. And it was so much better. So much better.
She doesn't trust you to buy her gifts? Is that what it is?
Oh, no. She does. I'm good. I'm okay. Good. I'm good at buying it. Well, she taught me how to do it.
Okay.
Where to go.
Okay. There it is.
Right.
You've been trained.
Yeah, I've been trained well. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like a monkey. I do what I'm told. But, Lazy J, you don't tell her, hey, buy me this.
Well, he went the extra step and used her card to buy it. You didn't hear that part?
Yeah, I heard that part.
He said, all right, I'm just going to use your card and buy what I want.
Well, okay. Well, I can't refute it.
No, but it just seems problematic.
Yeah, it does. It seems like the whole operation.
Yeah, the side B, not getting what you want, then using her personal credit card.
713-780-3776. Is there anything that, you got any dough this week?
Yeah, I do. For anyone who is so upset about Ohio State playing in the Big Ten title game, where were you 2 weeks ago when the ACC gamed the system to get their two best teams? Why is the Ohio, I hate Ohio State. They stole a national title from my team a long time ago. But where was the concern 2 weeks ago when the ACC said, you know what, Clemson, Notre Dame, we're actually going to take a game off your schedule so you get to play in the ACC title game. We're going to make it as easy as possible. Not a peep from anyone. But Ohio State comes in, or not even Ohio State. The Big Ten comes in and goes, you know what? You guys beat Indiana head-to-head. There is no real reason why Indiana should be playing in that game over you. Oh, we're so upset. You know what? Don't conflate. If the CFP puts Ohio State in a national title picture in the playoff, that's not the Big Ten's fault. Because there is no game requirement for the CFP.
No.
The Big Ten is handling their own business, and then you have to look at the CFP to see if they want to put Ohio State in. That ain't the Big Ten's issue. If you got a real problem with Ohio State possibly playing in the playoff, look at the CFP, not the Big Ten. That's their conference. Let them do what they want in it.
Yeah, that's the thing. They changed the rules. They made up the rules.
An arbitrary rule.
Arbitrary number.
Because of the pandemic.
It was theirs. It's not like the college football playoff has a... It's not like Ohio State is cheating. It's all like...
No.
Ohio State is... No, Ohio State didn't do anything. The Big Ten can change its mind a number of games if it wants. It hasn't done anything that is egregious to anyone.
Get your pitchforks and your tiki torches for the CFP. If they put Ohio State in, that's who your problem should be with. The Big Ten can do what they like inside their conference, and then that supposed independent body, although Gary Barter's like the Iowa AD, and now he's a CFP spokesperson or commissioner, they get to decide who plays. Your issue should be with the CFP if they put Ohio State in.
If the Pac-12 only plays six games, which is a possibility that you're going to have their champion only play six games, and they get in, then are you going to be pissed off because they only played six games just like Ohio State? Are you going to be pissed off? They think highly of Ohio State. You know why? Because they have the best recruits, mm-hmm. because they have a history of winning, especially recently. It's because they have an unbelievable program. And yes, all of those play. They shouldn't play, but they play. If they don't deserve to be there, if they don't play well, then you're going to be vindicated. But they're there because of their superior program.
I just think you're looking at the wrong people. You shouldn't have a beef with the Big Ten because they are handling inside their conference what they feel is best. Because what happens in the Big Ten title game doesn't affect anyone who's trying to make the playoff. What the playoff committee decides is your problem. And if A&M, if you're a fan of A&M or you're a quote-unquote fan of fairness, then take issue with those 14, however many people are, who do that thing in Dallas every week now. Take issue with them. I don't have a problem with the Big Ten, particularly when the ACC did it a couple weeks ago and no one said a word.
All right. I've got one shade to throw. It's at all of you because you suck.
I told you.
Two people call in because you suck and you don't want to throw shade. Well, guess what? Okay. Then let's see how much more shade will be thrown over the night. Okay. You like the segment? And the people do. They love Throw Shade Thursday. But you're too scared to call in? You can throw some shade. Okay. Next time, we'll see. We'll see. You guys are on probation right now. You're on Throw Shade probation as we speak. Art, you too, okay? You can call in and throw some, make some shade. We're gonna cap it there, and we're gonna talk a little pajamagram right now. We're gonna talk about the sexiest pajamas you can get. I'm telling you, I've got my wife them before, and they are. They've got some unbelievably great. But this one is a little different. It's the Tempting Touch pajama. Now, you're still going to see her complimented her every curve, head to toe, warmth, micro velvet, new fabric, actively soft, irresistible to wear. She's going to feel great in them. You'll love them, too. Check them out at pajamagram.com right now. When you order today, you get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Beat the holiday rush. Get these Tempting Touch pajamas. I've gotten pajamas from Pajamagram. Their quality is second to none. They're awesome, awesome, awesome. So if you're looking for a great gift for her, she'll love them. She will love them. Make this one of your gifts and get them now. Free gift packaging before the deal. This deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. Fast, easy delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. Pajamagram.com. Tell them I sent you.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
apparently, in the Philippines, they've had to tell people that hitting quarantine violators with sticks is not the best way to address the pandemic. I don't think that's I don't know.
I don't mind it.
No. If you violate quarantine, if James Harden violates quarantine, do you think there should be somebody out there with a stick start whacking him?
I look, if that's what it takes to keep you where you need to be, I don't mind it so much. Didn't you read a story way early in the pandemic that one country was like shooting people?
Yeah, if they had got it. Oh, it was it
North Korea?
North Korea.
Well,
yeah.
And I didn't
And I don't think they had any incidents.
Oh, well, yeah.
No one tested positive. Surprisingly, you get shot if you test positive.
Well, punishment by death. Yeah, that'll keep you from either reporting positives or doing something stupid.
Right.
I don't have a problem with it. Because people haven't taken it seriously.
I'm not sure that they're going about it the right way. Right.
I think it should be.
It's a deterrent, isn't it?
You should allow people to police their own. Like if a neighborhood knows about a couple of people who are violating, let them handle it.
Whack them.
Yeah, handle it.
Whack them.
Be responsible for yourself and to others.
Del, when you go to prison.
That's a loaded question.
Well, same thing.
It's not even a loaded question. You made a statement, when I go to prison.
Well, when you go to prison. If somebody could throw over the wall you a couple of different things, what would you want?
Whew. A gun?
Well, okay. No,
a ladder?
No, something that would, I don't think those would be,
a grappling hook? I'm trying to break out, John.
Yeah.
To protect myself from?
What supplies would you most want?
I would want something to protect myself. That's why I said a gun.
Hmm.
I'm probably not going to join a particular group, so I would be a little fearful. So I probably want something to protect myself. I don't know if food would make much sense. Supplies. What is it? Survivor? What's the basis of this question,
John?
Well,
how about weed and chicken wings?
Like, where are the chicken wings from?
Well, that's an important question.
It is an important question.
7 pounds of barbecue chicken wings. I don't want them.
So these are like frozen that they have to cook on site?
I don't know. Or maybe they were ready.
But that's a lot of chicken wings that are already ready made that you have to throw over a fence or a wall.
Apparently, here's what was thrown over. 4 pounds of weed, 20 pounds of tobacco and rolling papers, 38 cell phones, chargers and Bluetooth earbuds, and an assortment of cigars, over-the-counter cold medications, 10 cans of snuff, several packs of cigarettes and lighters, one scale, one headscarf, and 7 pounds of barbecue chicken.
Is this
the
prison from Goodfellas where they were making all those dishes in their own private quarters?
This is in Mississippi. I don't think there's any. I don't know. But
am I getting fresh garlic?
Some of the contraband was sewn into footballs.
Oh, okay.
And thrown over.
That's an easy way to get them over.
Yeah.
And so multiple footballs were thrown over and no one saw this? What kind of prison?
Well, they did. They confiscated it.
Right. Then that's a bad plan.
Yeah.
I don't think chicken wings would have been on the top of the list.
I don't know. I kind of like wings.
But they've been sewed into a football? Multiple footballs? Nah. Don't send me food in a football.
It doesn't matter to me.
Supplies. Maybe you send me an iPhone with music on it. I'd be down with that.
You like that?
Yeah. Sew that into a football. Right.
That's what supply you want. I wouldn't mind chicken wings.
Well, okay.
Apparently now scientists aren't convinced that porn addiction is real. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I'm not a scientist and I haven't done a real study. I don't know. Do people lose the ability to live their lives because of porn? Like legit don't go to work? Can't feed themselves because they're too addicted to porn? Because you have to have the internet at least.
If you're an addiction, means that it's overwhelming.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
What do you think is the average age to when you start watching porn?
Well, now that everyone has high speed internet, I'm gonna say 13.
13 is the exact number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents are just allowing you to use the computer by yourself now. You probably can close the door to your own room now. In some cases, I could see that.
What? Listen to this one. Around 80% of men and 30% of women, 45% if you include women who only watch with their partners, watch porn weekly.
What was the percentage again?
80% of men and 30% of women, or 45 if you
include. What does weekly mean? Like one time or multiple days? Just once
a week? At least. That seems like a big number.
That's a lot for a country that says they're a religious, a Christian country.
Is Pornhub really?
It's a very popular website.
Is it really? Wow. 4 out of 5 men are watching porn?
I feel like that seems high.
Yes. I think that's what. So Pornhub has that, has how many people in this country? 240 million in that neighborhood?
I think it might be more.
I mean, that's a big number.
The U.S. population is currently, at least according to this site, 331
million. 331
million. Say half of them are men. So you're saying about 150 million men total. So 80%, 115 million.
Wow.
Actually, that includes kids. So we'd have to break it down.
Yeah, but it'd have to be less than that.
Yeah.
But even still, wow.
I feel like that number's high.
Yeah, that's a big number.
Yeah.
Maybe, 80. I don't know, Pornhub might have that many hits.
I'm not suggesting it may not be one of the more popular sites that exists, but 80% of men, like adults men, are watching. I don't see it as that high.
The Arizona Republican Party is asking, are you willing to die to overturn this election?
I saw that. Man, they are out there.
That seems like it's kind of extreme to get an election overturned.
You want people to lay down their lives. What does that mean? What death situations are we approaching?
Yeah, I mean that.
Are you? I don't get it.
Why would I have to die?
Yeah,
what do I have to do? Isn't that? Are we going to go to war?
Are you handling it in the courts? Are you trying to start a violent coup? I know they still have court cases they're doing, but a violent coup is what we're trying.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm out.
Oh, someone's not willing to die, John.
Apparently, this mall Santa is in some trouble. Apparently, he exposed his candy cane. Ooh. Wow.
That's so, what's worse?
Teenage coworker.
So, I hope
Prince Carter, 45.
I hope someone brings this to light, like they brought to light the whole, that liberal Santa says I'm not getting you a Nerf gun. Remember, I think you told us, which one's worse, everybody? The Santa who exposes themselves or the Santa who says, I can't decide if you get a gun? Talk to your parents about that.
Wow. That is unbelievable. Hey, Seattle, the city council is trying to decide whether or not if you get arrested for robbery, and listen, if you were intending to sell it, then it's going to be okay. Because the poverty defense is actually in play here. You did it. You stole bread, Jean Valjean, to feed your family.
So what type of things fall under I'm allowed to steal it if I'm trying to sell it? Like, if I steal a PS5, am I okay if I'm trying to sell it?
Yeah. If you're going to sell it. Now, if you're going and you're getting the games too, and they find you playing it. After you stole it?
Can I steal a car?
If you want to sell it. Sell the parts.
Speaking of that, yesterday, now I know what my dad does all day.
Steals cars?
No. It's something along those lines, though. Because he usually, I leave early and I come home, he's not there. And then he gets home at like 8. And I'm like, well, where have you been all day? And it turns out he just drives around the city getting parts. He's buying cars to send over to Nigeria. And he had someone fix one of the cars he's buying because he bought kind of a reclamation project and they're fixing it. And he got into an argument because they didn't give him one of the parts. Like he said, okay, once you fix this, give me the part, one of the parts. And they said, come, I'm not going to send it to you, but you can come pick it up. He went there and picked it up. And the guys are like, we don't have your part. He goes, what do you mean you don't have my part? Oh, we crushed it. No, you said come here and come pick it up. No, we don't have it. He got into this long argument. I had to get out of the car to keep it from escalating. He goes, you don't treat people like that. I'm calling the police. And I was like, I ain't got time for this. I've been up since 5:30 or earlier, actually. I don't want to wait for the police. So he's going to have to deal with it, I guess, today. But we drove around the city getting the stuff, and they told him, we don't have your part. He goes, this morning you said you did. He goes, you didn't think I'd come and get my part, did you?
Nope.
It's like it costs, like even a used part costs like $4,500.
Ooh.
He thinks they're going to sell it.
Ooh, yikes.
Yeah, that's why he wanted his part back.
Well, I guess he wants his part back.
Yeah,
so. My $4,500 part.
So
now I'd be pissed off, too. I would call the cops. It's $4,000.
Yeah, he's not happy. He's going to call the cops.
All right. Want to thank BB's. I got this rock. Oh, it is so good, dude.
I can tell you've been getting
this redfish. I'm ready to go. You keep talking, and I got to go because I'm eating this. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks, BB's.
ESPN 97.5.